So Dina Arung from our KLW Newsroom has some local news and resources for us right now. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
I am well. How about yourself?
I'm good. And I've got some good news for San Francisco residents.
I could use some good news.
Yes, that they are actually poised to move into the red tier of restrictions. They're doing much better with COVID-19 rates. And currently they're in the purple tier. But to move into the red tier, they have to have at least 7 or fewer COVID-19 cases per 100,000 and a positive test rate of 5 to 8%. So that is good news for San Francisco. Already, 2 Bay Area counties have moved into this less restrictive red tier. And those are Marin and San Mateo County. They became the first ones to advance to the red tier. And if things go even better, these counties can then move into the orange tier. So keep your eyes peeled. Also, I wanted to let folks know in Oakland, there is going to be a series of free workshops on rent and eviction. So renters and landlords can learn about their rights at these free housing workshops. One is actually tomorrow, Wednesday, March 3rd, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And this is actually for tenants. So this is the Oakland Rent Adjustment Program. They're going to cover everything from rent increases to evictions and repairs and go over rights and responsibilities. Next week, March 10th, from 5:30 to 7, they will hold a free workshop for small property owners. Also in Oakland, I don't know if you're a fan of baseball, Kevin.
Oh, I love my A's.
You love your A's? Well, I don't know if you've heard that the A's are working on a design for a brand new ballpark.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. So just last week, Friday, the city released the new draft of the environmental impact report for the Oakland A's baseball stadium. This would be a brand new 35,000 person waterfront baseball stadium just west of Jack London Square. And it will also include 18 acres of new parks and open space.
Okay, thanks, Sonia. We'll see you next hour.